Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. You got me, Mark Becker, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski running for Lieutenant Governor. Hey, if you like what you heard, hop over to civicmedia.us. You can like the show, subscribe, share, all where you get your podcasts. We're everywhere. But yeah, I think share this conversation because she could be your next Lieutenant Governor. It was interesting. We just spoke with the Lieutenant Governor.
Yep.
I didn't realize all the stuff that office does.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what's really exciting about the Lieutenant Governor role in the state of Wisconsin is first, it's the second in command.
Yep.
Right. So when the governor leaves the state or when you've got to be ready to go. And I think that's an important quality that people want, somebody that they feel confident that can help lead the state. But then the other piece of it is it has to help be a leader in moving the agenda forward.
Yes.
And so I know, for example, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez's work with healthcare.
Yeah,
And she really led a lot of that work with workforce development, which we know is really important. I mean, right here, we know in the Green Bay area, there's been a lot of attention to healthcare and what's going on. I was just actually talking to my parents in the Chippewa Valley, and my mom had a scare at the ER, and they put her in the garage.
Nice.
Because they had no more space to work with patients. We're not talking about a developing country.
Right.
We're talking about Wisconsin.
Well, thank God it's warm out.
Correct.
Jeez, Lord.
And this is what I think communities are facing. They want, we need to, address these challenges now before they get worse.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but going back, Sarah, in her work as Lieutenant Governor, she's been, I think, a big ally in kind of helping to create and fulfill that agenda.
What do you think the challenges we face as a state? What are those?
I mean, for starters...
How much time you got?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say. Well, look, I think one thing that I come from a financial background.
Yep.
So I can dork out all day about the kitchen table economics. Yeah. So we alone could do a whole
struggling
show on that. And here's the recent data came out and in conversations with Wisconsinites, 60% of our state lives paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And so you think about it. Can you ever own a home when you already have to put $75,000 in a down payment? Where are you going to get that money from? And that to me is part of the American dream, and how you build wealth is you have to be able to buy a home, but yet that's out of reach for so many families.
Yes.
Or, I was talking to a group of families just a week ago, and they're like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to buy my school supplies.
Right.
Because school supplies have gone up because thanks to Donald Trump and the chaos of tariffs and inflation, but yet we're not making more money. I'm talking to teachers who are driving Uber on the weekend to make sure that they can finally maybe buy that home or make sure they make their home payment. And so to me, I think first and foremost, we have to continue to talk about affordability and how we want to deliver when it comes to making sure people have the resources they need to buy a home. And, at the same time, address the cost of inflation with groceries and prices and gas prices to even looking at things like minimum wage and supporting Main Street. Because, again, if Silicon Valley is getting more money than everyday Wisconsinites, that's a problem because we run on Main Street, not on Wall Street. So to me, I think one of the front and center issues have to continue to be affordability and you live here because it's the best place to live, work, and raise a family. But if people are being priced out, they're not going to be able to live here anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just looking at, where Wisconsin is in terms of median income and all of that. It's not great. And we need help.
Right.
I totally agree.
Right.
I think what it's exciting too, because knock on wood, there might be a little bit of a change in power. So Democrats might be able to get some things done.
Right, right, right. I'm very optimistic
about
that. I really am. I think one of the other areas that we have to have another conversation about is healthcare. We know it's one of the leading areas to why people go into debt. And if you look at it, you're sitting here day in and day out arguing with your insurance company about what procedures you can have, what prescriptions you should have, even though your doctor tells you that's what you need. You're arguing that with your insurance company, but at the same time, you're seeing record-breaking profits from these insurance companies.
Yeah.
And it should be about the overall care of individuals. And yet we're not, like, that isn't playing itself out. And so to me, there's a big issue there that we've got to start addressing. So it's not just about affordable access to healthcare. We also have a workforce challenge.
Yeah.
Because we need more doctors and nurses serving in these roles, but yet we know that when nurses aren't being paid their fair
share,
would they? Even though they like went through the pandemic for us,
right,
fought on the front lines, were there day in and day out, they still are like just trained. I mean, the group of nurses down in Dane County area, we're just talking about even basic safety measures for their well-being. Yeah. And so that is another big issue that we have to be able to figure out, is how are we getting people to not just want to go into being nurses and being healthcare providers, but further like serving in our communities, particularly rural communities that we're seeing rural clinics that are closing.
Being decimated.
And are just being decimated. I mean, the Chippewa Valley lost two hospitals.
Yeah.
In less than like 24 months.
Yeah.
And so where are those folks going to drive? The Twin Cities, Minneapolis?
Why is that happening?
I think it comes down to they're not seeing the profit margins and at the expense of people's overall well-being. And to me, that's something that we've got to hit head on.
What can be done about that? You know, like these are private companies, I mean, you can't tell them like to close your hospital, but it's like, and then you have tens of thousands of people that if they have a life-threatening incident happen, we're going to go 3 hours?
Right.
It's going to kill a lot of
people. No, it's going to. And look, like, we are the only country that has our workplace tied to our insurance provider.
Yeah.
You know, most places in the world, you can go and get your healthcare because when government is running healthcare or more involved, you have purchasing power.
Right.
You know, you think about the fact that we right now don't have purchasing power to buy prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Like, so we can't negotiate in the ways that we used to. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, if Wisconsin would be more involved in pulling our purchasing power together to ensure that we had healthcare, that's a game changer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, one of the other things that I was really impressed about that Governor Evers actually had in his budget was a pharmaceutical accountability board, where it would look at where price gouging was happening for our prescription drugs, because Donald Trump took away the executive order to allow our Department of Health and Human Services to negotiate for drug prices.
Weird.
Because why would you just give power back to Big Pharma?
Right.
So basically, it would be our
Does
ability.
Does RFK know that?
I'm sure. Oh,
boy.
I mean, they were empowering Big Pharma. I think someone should let him know.
He'd be so pissed.
Like, but there's the shiny red dye, like, over here. But meanwhile, he's giving Big Pharma. But no, I think that we could do a lot with just, like, pharmaceutical accountability and, like, the making sure they're not price gouging in that way.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much that we can do to improve the cost of living and just improve people's lives. And I think for the first time in, what was that, 2012? So we're at what, 15 years?
Yeah.
We can have a government that listens to people and representatives that understand that they are responsible for their decisions, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what else do you think you're able to do, and how can, well, let's do this. If someone wants to get involved, if someone wants to learn about you and what you're doing.
I mean, they can
I know you're going freaking everywhere.
We've already put 1,200 miles on the campaign.
Really?
So nice. And showing up everywhere, Mark, like whether it's Merrill, Wisconsin or Berlin or Chippewa Falls, like to me, one of the, I think, biggest turnoffs is politicians just think folks are going to come to them. And I believe we've got to show up and meet people where they are. But the other big thing is the last thing you want is a politician just talking to you. Yeah. Like, we got to listen. Yeah. We've got to go to these communities and listen to what folks are, you know, keeping them up at night. And that, to me, is the best way we can build trust and really work on some of these issues collaboratively. Yeah, no, we've put on over 1,200 miles. And for folks that want to get involved or want to have us to their communities, because we're going everywhere, they can visit us at sarahforwisconsin.com. That's Sarah with an H, and it's all spelled out, Mark. So it's a super long website.
Nice.
But they can go there and send us an email or a note about whether it's any questions they have or even coming to visit them.
I think it's exciting to have people that are on the ballot as a Democrat, you know, on the team, that are able to reach across the aisle and have common sense discussions with people. I think it's really interesting because, you know, when you're able to do that, it kind of, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
How does that make sense? You're a Democrat.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I will. One of the things that I worked on in a bipartisan way was a piece of legislation called 401 Kids.
Oh, cool. Like,
and it was about the day a kid is born, we'll give them a savings account.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll invest it like a retirement account. And so by the time that you're 18, if we put $1,500, it will be worth, you know, $10,000, $15,000 because of compound interest over time. And they can use that for a down payment on a home or to go to college or for, you know, a business, to open a business. And we had bipartisan support. Because it was part of what was so great about this program is that you could also use it for financial literacy.
So
every kid in Wisconsin would get this account and then they could learn about it in high school. Like, it wasn't just theoretical. Like, they could actually see their own account.
That's cool.
And how they could use that to then, you know, improve their purchasing power in the future.
Right. What are the next couple months, I suppose, year? What is that going to look like?
Well, hopefully it's visiting a town near you to your listeners.
Nice.
So we'll be actively traveling the state. I want to make sure that we are going to every county, every community, and listening, sharing kind of our thoughts about how we can make things better. But to me, that's like what this is all about, because folks, I think, want to divide us. And to me, that's not on the table. We are better when we all work together, but you got to show up and build that trust. And so we plan on showing up, whether it's to your fish fry, your brat fry, your corn roast, like, count us in. We want to be there.
I will say unequivocally that I think Wisconsin is a better place when you are fighting for us. So, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate you stepping forward. I mean, that's a big role. As Joe Biden would say, it's a BFD.
Right. Well, we wouldn't want it any other way.
We don't have to bleep that out. But I appreciate you being here. I hope you come back because, you know, we'd love to have an update on how the campaign's going. And, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark, and we look forward to being back again soon.
Right on. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, running for Lieutenant Governor. Hope she wins. Here, listen to The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network.